Hello and welcome to
Digital Shomai, the podcast that has listed 10 variants in Wikipedia, including Philippine Shomai. I'm your host, Kevin from Scale Up Solutions.
I'm Abel Maningas from 10 and 11 Design. Welcome, Kev. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Abel.
So, first,
may Philippine Shomai na variant. Tiruin mo yun. Achievement, well, sa Wikipedia.
Akala ko pare-pareho lang. Pero, I mean, alam ko iba lang yung tawag, di ba? Like, in Hong Kong, shumai. Pero, hindi, I always thought na same thing lang sila. All this time.
Ako rin eh. Apparently. Kamusta naman ang New Year mo, Mr. Maningas?
Okay naman. Well, honestly, naglaro lang ako. Tapos, kasi talaga nag-vacation mode ako, which I'm really happy about. Hindi na rin ako nakapagkita with relatives kasi nga, because of the situation, di ba? So, yun, chill lang. Just played with my Switch. How about ikaw? How about you, Kev?
Same. Relish the vacation and just played at home. home body eh, for the rest of the break last time.
So just a disclaimer to our listeners, hindi namin pinag-usapan yun na like nagkataon lang talaga pareho kami ginawa.
Siyempre, ano tayo eh, we're following health protocols, di ba? Yeah. Na not going to reunions, just staying at home, doing our part.
And responsible citizens. Sa akin, ano eh,
it doesn't feel like Christmas or it doesn't feel like New Year.
Yeah, true. Hindi naman siya nagbago. I guess me lang, I've always had that sort of mindset or thinking na parang kapag New Year, at least it's still a milestone. Ganun siya, it was the same. Pero in terms of activities ko, wala naman nagbago. Honestly nga, yung usually kasi in the past 2 years, I've always waited a point na I'll create or list down my goals before the Christmas vacation starts. New goals for the year, review the year, parang ganyan. Pero this year, sobrang late ko siya nagawa. Ginawa ko siya last week, nung first working week na. Kasi yun nga, parang nakakapagod yung past few months and then Christmas vacation or Christmas season, bigla na lang dumating na hindi ko na malayan. So, yun. Last week ko lang siya nagawa.
Grabe. Ako nga, by nag-start ako mag-break, sinarado ko yung laptop eh. The only time I reopened my laptop was when we recorded. Yun lang. Yun lang din yung time. Wala akong sinet na goals, na accomplishments, nothing. Talagang pahinga.
Because that's the thing with the pandemic nga, you know? Or parang, yun nga pala, something that I wanted to share with you lang. Parang wala nagbago eh. Like, yung nakakatawa with the goals that I set last year to this year, parang, same lang to ah. Parang, wala naman masyadong, hindi naman siya like na move forward per se. Parang, konting-konti lang na it's still towards the same direction. Diba?
Pero kahit papaano, may significant improvement.
Yeah, I guess it's more of the internal stuff, not like career goals or business goals, parang ganun. Kasi talagang nag-stop eh. Ang daming nag-stop, especially during the pandemic. Yun nga, nung the meat of the quarantine season time, di ba? So, yun lang yung napansin ko. Now, it's still the same.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Ikaw ba? May nagbago ba goals mo for this year? Or
di ko alam ko. Naglagay ako ng goals for last year. So, alam mo, hindi ko siya mag-gauge.
It's okay naman.
But I think, priorities were definitely changed a bit. Kasi syempre, last year, right, we entered the new year thinking that if everything's gonna be normal. So, marami tayong mga New Year's resolution na balik alindog 2020. financial freedom 2020. I think the thing, mostly the thing that changed with me is more of, I think I'm more careful. Yung goal ko this year is to be more careful with finances. Kasi, syempre last year, wala naman tayong kamuang-muang na it ganito mangyayari, di ba? Tapos, most people's investments fluctuated heavily. Diba? Because of the pandemic and whatnot. So I think for this year, it's more of be more responsible for my finances. Yun lang naman yung pinaka-goal ko. Kasi everything else, yun nga, I don't feel it's a new year. I don't feel that milestone particularly. Kasi normally, I don't celebrate it that much. Mm. Parang to me, okay, it's a new year, fine. I just have to adjust the date that I write. Diba? Mm. Or the date that I type. But overall, at least ngayon, parang alam ko na yung ano eh, alam ko na yung papasukin natin. Okay, pandemic pa rin, lockdown pa rin. Probably it can get, sana naman hindi, di ba? But knowing what I know now, there's still a small chance na sana hindi mangyari, but na mag-escalate pa rin yung lockdown. But at least may vaccine, so things can only get better. But yeah, there's that.
Mm, hopefully nga. Diba? Parang sa, yeah, I completely agree with what you said na be careful nga this year. Well, moving forward, diba? Kasi nga, diba, the pandemic is totally unheard of. Hindi naman unheard of, pero parang hindi natin na-imagine na mangyayari within our lifetime. So,
yep. Well, having, at least yun, sa case natin, this early on in our lifetimes.
Well, diba? True. Wala pang responsibilities masyado, diba? Yun. Pero, yeah. So, Kev, before we turn this into a complete kwentuhan for 2021, we have a topic for this episode. So, I really like this, actually, this topic that we're going to have today, tonight. Kasi, very close to what we do, essentially, being digital people. So, we're coming out running into 2021. So, we're gonna talk about investing in digital. So, before we talked about starting digitally, now we're gonna talk about how you really dip your toes into it. Or dip pa ba? Or would you say it's a dive na? I think it's a dive.
I think dive na eh.
Yeah.
Headlong, head first, dive into the deep end of the pool.
Mm.
And you're right. I think this is also timely because unfortunately, diba, not all of the SMEs, not all businesses survived last year. Mm. So unfortunately, I think a lot of people really lost their businesses, lost their jobs. So I think going into 2021, this is really a timely topic. It's because I think after 9 months into lockdown, we probably have an idea already on how to survive, right? How to have a business and how to survive during these troubled times. And predominantly, going digital is one of those things, right? That will enable businesses to survive. So I think it's really timely because one of the biggest, if not the biggest question that businesses always ask is, okay, I know I'll go digital, but how much is it gonna cost me? Lalo na sa panahon ngayon, money has more value. Diba?
True. Yeah. I think it's in our audience's best interest nga din to understand and get a good background or yun nga, get a good glimpse of what really entails investing in digital, especially I'm sure, yun nga, iniisip na nila. Marami nang nag-iisip dyan na mag-invest in digital products. And para hindi kayo maloko, essentially. Or, di ba, para at least alam nyo yung, kung ano yung pinapasok kapag gagawin nyo na. So, let's start things off, Kev. Could you define what going digital is?
Okay. This definition is in no way any not an industry definition, but how I define going digital. So to me, it's adopting or leveraging on digital/internet-based technologies to operate parts or the entirety of your business. So, So based on sa definition ko, I would zoom in on two things. One is adopting, right? One is adopting. So really, it's the adoption, meaning you don't really have to start from scratch and build your business from the ground up. Parang digitally native yung business mo. It doesn't have to be. You can be a mom and pop store, a traditional business in a sense na may store, may store hours ka, then you adopt technology or digital tech. The other term that I want to zoom in is internet-based. So that's how I would define digital. It's internet-based technology. Kasi pinag-iisipan ko siya before nung, okay, how do I define digital? As long as may computer ba? What if yung mga lumang computer-based technology like Microsoft DOS, di ba? Yung mga wala pang mouse, puro keyboard. So I think I had to make that explicit distinction that it's internet-based technology. So it can be on the computer, on the mobile app, as long as it's connected to the internet and majority of its processing, it's done on the internet. So mostly internet-based talaga.
Yep. I completely agree with that. Actually, if I were to add one thing, although minention mo na hindi naman siya kailangan completely or yung business mo completely digital siya, like digitally native, it's still one way to go digital. So, siguro a good example right off the bat is creating a service na you will deliver online, di ba? So, I think that's more of a digital business na siya, pero well, delivery naman siya no, digitally. So, yun, internet-based then definitely. That's completely... by today's standards nga, definitely, di ba? Kasi yeah, pwede nga gumagamit pa rin tayo ng Excel for inventory. So, akala mo digital, pero Excel sheet mo is that Excel sheet that you use. No? So, parang paper file lang din siya by today's standards, di ba?
Yep.
So, yun. Okay.
It's still manual.
So, yan, good thing that you mentioned manual. I think by the first example or first way to go digital is essentially to automate your processes. So, turning manual processes into automated ones. So, I think one of the biggest examples or the most relevant ones and one that we had experienced then or still working on together is an ERP system, di ba?
Yep.
So, managing your inventory or supply chain could be done on an ERP or an enterprise resource platform. So, that's one example of an actual digital way to manage or operate your business. Di ba? What else, Kev?
Well, to begin with, I think ERP stands for Enterprise Resource Planning.
Okay.
Pero ano kasi, ERP is really a big conversation. But I think based on what you mentioned, it's really more of the procurement. And I agree na the procurement process is really one of those things that when you automate, it delivers really good value. So to me naman, I look at it from a more high level standpoint na, but I agree, when you automate, it follows the Pareto principle na the least amount of processes that would impact most of your business. So to me, when I usually advise clients, diba, ang mindset ko lagi is always two things. Either you automate your front office, meaning these are your sales, your portfolios, then, or you automate your back office. This is your inventory, your procurement, your operations.
Yep.
Yun. So, mostly, what we talk about falls under those two in the general sense, either front or back. Kasi there are some businesses that I feel that they need to know where their strengths lie, whether it's front, whether it's back. Kasi, like for example, the business of Grab the business of Facebook, mostly Facebook, I would say they're a front office kind of business. Kasi a lot of it involves customer touch points, diba? Show sales, advertising. But then again, there are businesses like JNT, for example, who maximize their business because of having inventories, logistics.
So they both use ERPs in a different way.
Yep.
Or ERP by platform and well, yeah, or planning. Well, ERP system or
diba? Laki kasi nun eh. But yeah. Essentially, they use it in different ways. Yeah.
Yeah. So what other examples could you give for moving your business digitally?
Ayun. So I think it really boils down to the kind of business. Eh? Kasi it's really something that is unique, diba? But again, I'll emphasize that businesses should know where your strengths lie, or at least what's their value proposition. Are you really more of a sales business? Are you more of a distributor? Are you more of a reseller? Kasi these are some of the areas that you can improve on. Like example, for front office, baka naman you have reached a size in your business that you want to go out of Shopee. Kasi one way to automate is having a website. That's also automation.
E-commerce.
Essentially, you're automating partly the sales part. You're automating the interaction to an extent. You're automating the interaction you have with your client. It's like having a website acts as the salesperson or the sales representative because it can answer questions that your customers can have.
Yeah. So inbound logistics, no? Essentially.
Yeah.
So by your definition then, would you put POS systems or e-commerce into an ERP system or e-commerce website?
Usually kasi when we talk about ERP or enterprise resource planning, it's really more of processes or capabilities that are usually towards the back office.
Yeah.
So this includes procurement, inventory. Accounting, sometimes it can go even to HR,
yeah,
like payroll, timesheet. So these are really more of the enterprise resource planning. Talagang it's focused more on your enterprise alone, your business, essentially. Doon lang siya naka-focus. But when you mention POS, yung mga point of sale system, these are more of the systems that enable your front office or enable you to interact better with your customers. So to me, I don't include them in ERP, but they are still an essential part of automation.
Yeah, true. I agree with that. So yeah, oo nga. So essentially, you can automate any side. I think most common naman, or at least even up to medium businesses, meron na at least yung back end, which is yung ERP nga na inventory, accounting, logistics, or yung supply chain logistics, meron na sila nun internal. Pero yep, less common nga yung on the front end, like e-commerce, website, the selling. Yeah. Well, kasi I think without getting too technical, diba, baseline requirements almost ang ERP, ang enterprise resource planning.
Yep.
Na before you can innovate, kasi if you're thinking na you want to offer a very cool service or a very cool product over the internet, you need to have a system that keeps your records in check, diba? Parang hindi, mahirap mag-operate ng business na wala kang recording ng inventory mo, ng time of people or yung
yep,
kung HR, di ba? Kung pag-record ng time in, time out and all that stuff nila. So,
although, yeah, before we move on, I'll just emphasize na, agree, most of the businesses do have or automate first the inventory system. I think we'll tackle this later on, but I just want to put it out there that right now, given the landscape, I don't think automating both front office and back office processes are practical. Would you say na at least kasi ang theory ko is kasi given the landscape and given where the strength of the business lie, definitely that part should be automated first. So that means baka kasi hindi naman inventory yung necessity. So I just wanna put it out there, baka kasi magkaroon ng notion na oh, kailangan inventory system i-automate. So that's not what we're saying.
Yeah. So this is more of just laying it out, diba? Parang ways to do it. Pero this is not like strategic advice, definitely. Pero I think, for example, siguro yung mabibridge, talking to that or speaking to that point that you made, if you create a website on Shopify, it sort of automates a lot for you already. Yung ordering mo is already automated. And I think, although I haven't really leveraged that part yet, is yung Shopify has a lot of capabilities on the back end managing your inventory. You can track it there. You can connect it with suppliers if you're doing drop shipping. So yeah. Shopify is very dedicated nga lang na for e-commerce. Pero they really capture yung buong big chunk na nung business mo for that kind of business, e-commerce, which is, I think, front office nga, as you've said, dedicated, pero it captures a certain part then of your back-end operations.
Shopify already has everything you need, right? Actually. For you to be able to at least adequately run your business.
Mm-mm. So, I think, speaking about that nga, ERP and yung e-commerce or point of sales automation, that's very captures a big part na. And I think another way to going digital is going digital marketing, leveraging internet platforms, definitely. I think everyone's familiar with that naman, search engine marketing, narinig niyo na siguro yon. Social media marketing. Pwede ba natin makalimutan yun?
So, I think ads are cheaper, right? And are more consumer accessible. Hindi gaya dati ng panahon ng mga parents natin na sa TV lang, sa radyo lang.
Billboards.
And alam naman natin, mahal yun. Oh, billboards, di ba? Sobrang mahal nila. But at least now, like you mentioned, social media, it's really lucrative as far as ads are concerned. Tapos, it's relatively cheap and it's really accessible na you can do it 5 minutes, may ad ka na for your business.
True, that's true. I think if you don't really define things from a business perspective, it's easy to leave out digital marketing, kasi especially me being digital, in digital products, parang may isip ko lang, digital products, digital services. Pero hindi. I think by definition, digital marketing is still going digital. And it's still a really, really good avenue if you're a traditional business, say, selling hardware products, tapos you want to go digital because there's more, you know that there are more eyeballs there and people are spending more of their time there. You can optimize to, or at least navigate towards doing digital marketing. And then, examples for this nga is yun, social media, search engine, and then I think website still falls into this.
Yeah.
Marketing websites. E-commerce is also a part of it. That's where they meet, I think. Pero yun, those are some examples. And then I think lastly is digital services or digital products. So digital services like Grab, like Uber, like Lalamove, they are essentially digital services. Well, nagmi-meet siya eh, diba? Parang kukuha ka ng transportation mo. Although, sasakay ka talaga sa kotse na Grab. Pero, yung delivery model mo to get sales or yan, to sell your product, to sell your service is done digitally mostly. So, it's still a digital service that is delivered by a digital product, which is an app.
Yep. Diba? And I think behind it is, it's good you mentioned Grab, no? Kasi But based on the how I defined it, Grab is really one of those companies who started digitally. Pinanganak siyang digital eh. Right? Hindi naman siya nag-start from a traditional taxi company that transformed into a digital business. So most of these companies talaga are digital to the sa industry term is digital to the core, that they don't know what business is like if they don't have these platforms. So it's good you mentioned Grab kasi one thing that people often don't look at to in as far as automating is really their business model. Kasi to me, Grab automated or digitized, mali, digitalized their business model. Diba? So to me, digitalization is also somewhat a form of automation in itself.
Yeah. Kasi they have a huge part of their business relying on digital services or digital products. True. Yeah. And then lastly, digital products pala. Well, group natin siya. Pero these are more specific into like Notion, Zoom, Google Suite. Digital products talaga sila. So people pay to use these products, and then mostly subscription sila on their revenue model. So they get money by, kasi diba before, just a throwback, we had to pay like $60 ba to get Microsoft Office.
Numura pa siya, yes.
Diba? Thereabouts. Ganun. So, digital product siya before na bibilin mo out of the box essentially for the code. But ngayon, nagbago na nga na you pay monthly na lang. Well, Google Suite is free for individuals. Pero if you're a company, diba, you pay a service fee lang na $6 per month. Yata, tama. So,
yep.
So, do you have anything else you want to add, or is it, you think may napakalimutan
sige,
ako?
Medyo marami. So I think it's good you mentioned Zoom and Microsoft. So to me kasi these are really enablers and tools. So tools, ito yung mga ano, as far as priority, probably sila yung nasa pinakahuli, right? As far as what are the things that you automate. Earlier we mentioned sales, we mentioned the website, we mentioned POS. We also mentioned customers, you mentioned orders, inventory, procurement. I think what we missed, or at least we did not highlight, is accounting. Kasi accounting is really part of that ERP platform or that enterprise resource planning suite that we mentioned. So I think especially for those big businesses that have multiple SKUs, multiple variants, probably those businesses that have franchised, diba, have multiple branches. I think automating their accounting is really a good thing or really a good move for them. Given the pandemic, we could not ignore logistics any further. Diba? So even if we have everything from sales to your inventory, but if you could not automate your logistics, kung ikaw pa rin mismo nagde-deliver sa mga clients mo, nag-manually nagbo-book ka pa rin ng Grab, Lala, Move to ship it to your customers, probably you're doing okay, but iba pa rin kasi pag once na nag-book yung customer mo, automatic book na rin siya to a logistics partner. And last to me is automating payments. Payments has made a revolution last year. Ako, I'm, again, as to referencing our previous podcast, GCash is the, 2020 was the year of GCash, right? One of the mobile apps. So I think payments, automating payments is really something people should look at. Diba? As far as automating is concerned.
Yeah, true. I think if we were to summarize all of what we've talked about or we've enumerated so far, it's I would sum it in three words. Eh. It's about delivery, scale, and multiplicity. Diba? So, mm-hmm. yung pinaka ginagawa ng going digitally or non-digital products, services, or like, o diba, parang automation essentially. Kasi all these things, say you mentioned nga, if you have to book things manually pa for your customers, it's not scalable. It takes a lot of effort to book every time. So isipin mo like you have 100 customers in a day. You're not gonna be able to do that. Well, possible siya, pero pagod ka.
Marami kang tao.
Oh, yun. Pero you have to manage a lot of people. So yun yung ino-offer naman. So it's not scalable. Another thing is multiplicity kasi you don't have to say for Grab, they only create one app, diba? They create one app and then the download na lang. They don't have to create the app multiple times for each person yep. who will need their service. So that's one thing that going digital really offers businesses. And then delivery, yun. So I think that relates a lot nga to the multiplicity kasi yung service ng things like Grab or GCash, it's easy to get it into the hands of the customers. Yep. Like, they just have to download. Everyone has a smartphone, essentially. So, the barrier to entry is really low na. Diba? Free apps na nga talaga sila eh. Then you just pay for the service. So, that's how I would summarize it.
I agree. I think that's a really good summarization because at the end of the day, scalability, multiplicity, and the other thing na nakalimutan ko bigla, short-term memory. Mm. Ano, at the end of the day, these are really where automation and these digital products can deliver value to the business. But then again, right, we are talking about automation, we're talking about all these things. It sounds good to hear, but at the end of the day, it's really about peso. It's really about money.
All diba? About the Benjamins.
Yeah. Dollars. No, but seriously, diba? I think you can attest to this as well as my business partner. He can attest to this. Or at least my business partners in Scale Up. Every time we talk to clients, since our target market is really SMEs. So every time we talk to them, it's really, their eyes would sparkle every time we always relay the benefits, diba? Mm-hmm. Now, oh, you do this, this happens. But once, inevitably, they would ask that question, right, Abel? How much is this going to cost? Yeah. Umiiba yung ihip ng hangin eh once that question is thrown. Diba?
True. Yeah.
Umiiba yung ano eh. But I think ano, hopefully we can help our listeners to making sense why the investments cost the cheap but some really cost expensive. There's no putting it in any other way. Some are cheap, some are expensive.
Yeah. I think before we like get into specific costs, it's good to at least let our listeners know what really goes into like creating these products, diba? Sabihin natin, mm-hmm. we need that you have a contractor who will make an ERP system for you or inventory. Sabihin mo sobrang specific niya, diba? Inventory system. Ano ba yung pinapasok nila, diba? Kasi I think one of the most common misconceptions that buyers make is para kasi siyang binubunot from nowhere, eh. Diba? If you think about it, eh. Parang it's just something na nasa screen, eh. And I think that buyers usually forget that what goes into it are three main, or at least by the most foundational are two. So professional work and then time, diba? Kasi yep. people who make, well, tayo, essentially, we've devoted a lot of time to be able to gain the skills, diba? Hindi naman siya manual labor na parang, diba? Not to, no offense to, ano naman, manual workers. Pero you really have to learn a lot before you'd be able to create a program, design an app, things like that. So it's professional work, diba? And then another is the time. So you have the professional having the skills, and then the time of the professional to be able to create those products. So the greater the demand, kung mas marami kang features kailangan, mas complicated siya gawin, mas maraming skills kailangan gawin, and then mas maraming time. So yun yung pinaka pumapasok doon. And then I think another one that's usually forgotten is the value creation. Kasi the skill and the time put in creates value for businesses, 'di ba? Kunwari ako, bibili ako ng kotse, it creates value for me. So the same thing applies, 'di ba? Yung value sa business na dinadala sa iyo. We have this common ano, 'di ba? Common saying na yung website is like a salesperson that works 24/7, yep, and hindi nagre-reklamo. Tapos,
isang beses walang babayaran. No?
Tapos, he can reach 1,000 customers which is medyo, ano na siya, lean na rin siya, di ba? Like, kaya naman ma-reach. Hindi naman necessarily mako-convert because that's a different conversation altogether. Pero, imagine, mayroon kang salesperson na makakatawag 1,000 times a day. So, the value created there is really, really big. It's no joke for business. So, hindi siya, first thing, hindi siya binubunot out of nowhere, and may point siya. Kaya, usually, may attached cost siya, may corresponding cost siya. Diba?
Yes, so, I completely agree. And you really brought up a good point. So, it's really more of the value. Eh. So, I look at it this way. And this is from my experience. Diba? Clients would often, or at least people would always look at the cost, at inevitably, at the end of the day, titignan nila yung peso value. Eh. And most of the time, ang lagi nilang ano sa amin is, how come X is cheaper than you? Or how come Y is more expensive than you? So, if we were to break it down, I think the rule of thumb is simple. If the product you're buying is already built, these are like, for example, the Shopify's, the Wix.
Templated, essentially. Oh, no?
Diba? Ito yung mga built na eh. You just have to use it. So probably they will be cheaper as compared to something that is built specifically to fill your requirements, to fill the need of your of the business. It's ano eh, nakatali siya sa sinabi mo na it takes time, it takes the experience of the developer and the value it brings. Probably the value it brings kung nagkumuha ka lang naman ng templated at kumuha ka ng nagpagawa ka ng system. Probably the value will be about the same. Probably 70%, 60 to 70% the same. But the effort and the professional services are completely different. So my analogy there is, it's like buying an off-the-shelf suit versus having a tailor-made suit for you. Definitely buying an off-the-shelf will be cheaper compared to a tailor-made one. Kasi ibang effort ng haberdasher mo eh, 'di ba? Kaya nga ano eh, I think another industry that can relate to ours, yung mga graphic designers. 'Di ba? I think they're in the same predicament na iniisip ng tao, mura lang 'yan. But I guess to your point, oo, some are cheap, but it depends on the value it brings eh. Another thing for me is, if I were to add to that, it's the size of your business. You cannot discount the size of your business. What I mean is, ang SM naman, hindi naman yan kukuha ng inventory system na ginawa ng isa o dalawang developer that sells for, let's say, 20,000 or for 50,000 pesos. They're not gonna do that.
Mm.
They're gonna look for an inventory system that fits the scale of a conglomerate. So, dun sila sa mga seven digit products, six digit products. Diba?
True.
Kung if you're a small business, ganun din naman. You're not gonna look for a product that is way expensive kasi it's out of your monetary reach. But you're gonna go for the product that is relatively cheaper. So ganun din naman sa ano. Ganun din naman sa developer. Diba? If we tailor fit a product for your business, we look at the size, not because, pag malaki to, maraming pera. No, it's because almost always, the size of the company brings more complexity, therefore brings more effort.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it really ties, that what you said really ties well with something yung na-mention ko kanina, which is value creation. Diba? Like, the bigger the company, the bigger the absolute value created. Eh. Diba? Yep. Kasi yung sabihin mo, ang frozen assets ng sari-sari store could be 2,000 pesos. Meaning, hindi nila mabenta 2,000 pesos. Or baka nga masyadong basic yun. Pero, or sige, small grocery could be 20,000. Hindi nila mabenta yun. Sabihin mo, stinak nila. Pero yung SM, millions yun, di ba? Like, baka billions pa yung stocks nila eh. So, if hindi nila na mamanage yun, pag-winay mo, di ba? It's the same problem. Same solution yung kailangan. Yep. Pero different scales. So, yun nga. The complexity is different. Mm. And another thing pala that I'll add to what you said about yung mga templated is yung mga templated products naman, yun nga, templated sila because yung solution na yun has been shared around, divided siya. So, kumbaga, hindi lang ikaw yung gagamit nun, di ba? Hindi lang para sa'yo. Hindi siya custom. Kaya mura siya kasi maraming customers yun. One product sold multiple times. And then, dun nababawi yung development cost kasi they get to sell it multiple times, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Isang effort lang pinasok, benta ng madaming beses, tapos, ano, pareho lang din yung kita. Parang ano nga eh, another, may similar analogy din ako dun sa sinabi mo about the custom suit. Parang condo din eh, di ba? Pag mas mura bumili ng condo kesa sa bahay na para sa'yo, yung kung ano yung gusto mo, di ba?
That's a good analogy.
Exactly. Kasi condo, babayaran mo lang, tapos pasok ko na, pwede na eh, di ba? Furnish mo lang. Wala kang magagawa eh, kung di mo gusto yung pagka-set nung weird yung studio apartment, yung studio condo mo. Wala kang magagawa.
Ano, no? Parang ang daming pader, tas mga weird yung shape.
Oh, templated yun, essentially. So, very much the same. Diba? So, ganun yun.
Ang sa akin naman, what we normally tell the clients is, as, I don't know, some people take this the wrong way, eh, but you really get what you pay for. As far as products, you really get what you pay for. Na if, syempre, most of the businesses here in the Philippines, I've noticed this. They would often go for cheaper alternatives, which I don't blame them in doing so. Kasi there are a lot of factors that go into deciding it, right? But at the end of the day, minsan you could hear them complaining na itong nabili namin o itong pinagawa namin hindi na siya gumagana or better yet it no longer fits our requirements. Iba na yung gusto naming gawin sa kaya ng business ay sa kaya ng system. Contemplated yan, hindi ka naman pwede lumapit sa Shopify na uy, pwede mo bang ayusin to specifically for us, right? That's something you cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
So if if you really put in the investment, of course, yung ibang usapan na sa competency ng gagawa, right? The product you select and the competency of the ones who will make the product for you. That's a totally different thing. But of course, if you pay cheap, expect something that will probably make your head spin sooner down the line. But if you pay for something more practical, I think I'm going to use that term. If you pay something for something more practical, then the headache would definitely be less. Kasi, yun, iba talaga eh. Kapag mura versus, kahit templated products eh, mas marami ka talaga magagawa sa mga relatively more expensive versus sa mga mura.
That's true. Completely. One thing pala to add then about getting what you pay for in terms of investing in digital is yung risk mo naman is relatively low. Diba? Parang, yun nga, pag nagbayad ka ng good money, makukuha mo naman yung value of na directly correlated dun sa binayad mo. I think yung risk lang here is if yung gagawa nung website mo, nung ERP system mo, is hindi niya matatapos. Diba? Kunyari, let's say tama naman yung methodology niya, tama yung business practices niya. Makukuha mo naman yun eh, pag natapos yung product eh. Na in proportion to what you paid for. Pero pag hindi niya natapos, dun lang talaga siya nagiging risk. Kasi I think one of the most common problems in the Philippines, in our industry here in the Philippines, is there's a lot of over-promising that's happening.
Yep.
Kasi they over-promise kasi ayaw, or it's easier to sell, eh, diba? Down the, parang bottom line, is easier to sell. Parang, oh, you only pay this and then you get this, diba? Which is a sales technique. Pero sometimes, now over-promise siya and then hindi madedeliver. So, I think, to be completely blunt, that's because of people wanting to pay really low.
Yep. Diba? Or, ang spin ko nga dyan is, okay, you pay this much, tapos you have A, B, C, D, E, but then again, may mga fine print. May mga fine print na iba pala yung interpretation. So may ganun din. Kasi, you're right. Basically, kasi the lower you pay, ano yan eh, usually, di ba, when sa products, the cheaper you pay for something or the cheaper you pay for a software, mostly ang usapan sa client is after mabigay yung proposal, it's discounts eh. Discounts. Mm. So for our listeners, here's the thing. There is only up to a certain extent that software developers can lower their prices. And even in your profession, sa digital products, diba, there's only up to a certain extent that we can give discounts without hurting ourselves. Normally, ang sasabihin namin is, okay, we can lower it further, but we'll sacrifice something.
Yeah. So there's, you get less value for less price nga. Which is exactly, you get what you pay for.
Yes, diba? Exactly.
Pero yun nga, totoo yan. It's good that you bring that up nga, diba? Hindi naman pwedeng ma-expect na magdi-discount and then you get the same. Up to a certain point, syempre. Diba?
Yun. So, another advice, or at least another insider tip is, if, we're not saying always go for the well-tailored suit. Right? That's what we're saying at all. What we're saying is, if you're gonna go for an off-the-shelf product, be vigilant about the features it comes with and the price point it comes with. Kasi more often than not, a lower price point always comes with a less feature set. So similarly, sa development, it's really about the costing, like what you said, Abel, the costing is based on the complexity, the effort, and of course, the professional services and the value. Diba? Mm-hmm. It's really based on dun eh. Ibang usapan na kung tatagain ka talaga ng service provider mo. So, personally, as someone who's on the other side, there's only one advice I can give if you want to have a custom built product or solution. It's ask your friends who they trust or who can build that solution for you. Kasi kung random people lang kinuha mo dyan, ang laki ng risk eh. Kasi alam naman natin there's that factor na baka tagain ako nito, baka hindi to magaling, di ba, baka sira.
So, hindi magawa.
Hindi magawa, exactly. Magsabi siya 3 months pero 2 years gawin. May mga ganun eh. May mga horror stories, di ba? So, ang sa akin is to minimize that, to minimize the risk, look for someone that you have a connection with. Like for example, a friend of a friend. A friend of a friend of a friend probably still works. But kailangan may ano pa rin eh. Someone has to vouch. So
there's due diligence.
Easier said than done. Pero I think here in the Philippines, there are really a lot of good developers who have a lot of good networks already. So probably start there. If you want to go for a tailor-made solution.
Yep. Completely true. Okay. So, Kev, before we close things off, I think it's important na syempre investment naman yung pinag-usapan natin. I think this is something that we could speak to. Diba? Mm-hmm. Like, ano ba yung cost of what parang pinag-usapan na natin yung mga risk, pinag-usapan na natin what goes into it, ano yung mga kinds ng ano. Pero how much does it cost ba? Sige, let's exchange yung mga software na solutions na we can think of and then let's give a range to each other. Magbatuan tayo ng ano.
Sige, let's start. Let's start things off. Website.
Sige, website. 1.5 to 500k. So, sobrang extreme range siya. Pero, depends on the value that you need.
1.5 peso?
Oh, 1.5 peso.
Yeah.
Actually, before we move forward, I wanted to say lang, even me being a designer in building websites, gumagamit pa rin ako ng very cheap solutions. Like, I have a website for a different business na I pay 600 pesos lang. Dahil yun lang yung kailangan kong solution.
Yep.
I don't have to overpay. I have the capabilities to build like a really big website. Pero yun lang yung kailangan ng business ko eh. So it's about knowing then what I have.
Yep.
What I need.
Yeah. And we talked about this in our previous podcast, diba? Yung digitizing your business. So without really delving into what we mentioned there, you really need to figure out what makes your business tick. Na if you're a sales company, if you're a logistics company, of course, focus on the areas that you want to automate, that deliver more value. So to Abel's point, I think if I understand it correctly, yung kailangan mo kasi and the value it brings, yun lang talaga. It's a simple website that acts as a portfolio or a flyer na pwedeng i-access ng potential customers. Right?
Ganun lang siya exactly. So, yun. Kaya 1.5 to 500,000. 500,000 is the really high ones na even branding and production and photography na ilalagay mo kasama na doon for a website.
Actually that is a good point. That is a good point na bring up mo yung media creation. Kasi most of that time, if you ask someone to build the website, more often than not, hihingian ka nila ng collaterals. Like, okay, what are the pictures? Diba? Diba? Yeah. What are the pictures? A new videos na gusto mo ilagay?
Copywriting.
So, just keep that in mind. Oh, exactly. Copywriting. Sometimes even to the font. right? Mm-hmm. The font of the business, na may specific font ba kayo? Nabili nyo ba yung font na yon for me to use publicly, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So yun, I agree with the ano, I agree with the pricing. So if I'm just gonna classify it, I think yung mga simple websites, yung very informational, agree, baka nga less than 1.5, mga 1,000 all the way to 20,000 or baka 50. But once pumalo ka na sa 6 digits, ito na yung you have a lot of pages that you want on the website. You have a lot of pictures that you want to display. You have a lot of pictures or videos na gumagalaw. Meron tinatawag na jumbotron, yung malaking banner na pag-enter mo ng website, yung isang malaking in-your-face. Gusto mo gumagalaw, gusto mo lumilipad. So, doon na yung pumapasok sa mga six-digit range.
True. Uh-oh. So, may mga ano na yan, animations na, may 3D graphics na, diba? Yung dedicated product photography, hindi yung kung ano lang yung nakastock sa inyo sa office, di ba? Or nasa computer nyo. Ganun naman. So, aside, you get a lot of value talaga, di ba?
Yep. Yep. Yung iba pa nga, ano eh, yung iba pa nga gusto may integration sa, yung kumukuha ng Instagram posts, Twitter feed, definitely mas mahal kasi mas complex.
Hindi, although it seems like pinapatong lang talaga sila, there's a lot of design and code going into yung Messenger plugin sa website niya. Yep. Although available na yun, pero binubuo pa rin talaga yun.
Yep. But I think if I were to give an average, Abel, 120 is a good number on the average. Probably.
Siguro yung small business na siya na going towards medium-sized and then nasa mababang medium-sized company. Ganun. Diba? Kasi sure, kapag go higher, mas marami ng kailangan eh.
About 150, I think. Baka pwede na yun. Be prepared to shell out that much.
True.
Okay. Next, we've talked about inventory or procurement. Ako ba sagot nun?
I'll give you a number.
Ah, sige.
Baseline, 400,000. Custom, ah?
Yeah. Talking about custom. I can say about ano naman. Bare minimum 300. And here's why. Mostly kasi pag sinabing inventory, what people forget about, and including myself, I forgot about this earlier. Normally, itong mga systems naman nito, it comes with one crucial thing that people often forget. Aside from managing your inventory, it always comes with reports. Diba? Yung reporting na, like for example, if you wanna have a website, an e-commerce site, nagbebenta ka ng damit. So syempre, you would wanna know what are your top sellers of the month, what are your fast moving SKUs, what are your slow moving variants, how much is your profit on shoes, profit on socks, profit
analysis
on
na siya, may
t-shirt.
Analysis.
Most solutions offered in the market offer that. Kaya, and I think it's always gonna be a trend, sabihin ko na, back office automation is often more expensive.
True. Yeah.
Back office automation is always more expensive. Ito yung mga inventory, procurement, mga accounting, logistics, etc. Yan. Back office yan. Essential sa operations mo. These are gonna be more expensive. Talaga.
True. I think another reason din is it really is foundational and parang talagang things could crumble down pag pangit yan eh. I think with a website not working properly, it's easy to fix it eh. Sa totoo lang eh. Diba? Kaya yan eh. Pero yung inventory system mo or accounting system mo hindi gumagana. Parang may sunog yung feeling eh. So, talaga, in a business. Lalo na pag inventory heavy ka. Nako, mahirap talaga pag hindi reliable yun.
Yeah, I agree. And once you reach, parang once you have that comfort and efficiency of having a website, you don't want to go back. Kasi to your point, pag website, nagka-aberya, okay lang naman kahit sige, i-shut down mo yung website mo. Okay lang kasi may alternative eh, like a Facebook page, an Instagram page.
Call, right? pwede mo pa rin tawagan yung ahente, yung sales agent eh, diba?
True. yung mga phone orders, no? But as for inventory, once you have it, once you experience the benefits of having it, talagang, no, you're not gonna go back. Hindi ka babalik sa Excel.
Yeah.
Hindi ka babalik sa Excel eh. So yeah.
True.
300 to 400. And I guess another disclaimer, the prices we're saying, these are more or less have mga 90% have the nitty-gritty details that would fit most of your business.
Mm.
Kasi ano yan, a business is like a person, it's unique in itself. So of course, this is kung talagang weird yung business mo, marami kang prosesong kakaiba. If we tailor fit something to that extent, then it's definitely gonna be more. But on the average, it's really the prices that we're saying. Yeah.
So you start at 300. Ano yung high mo?
Oh, I can. Natatakot ako magsabi. Sinakatakot eh. But I think it can reach a million. Definitely, it can
for
reach
an a inventory.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
It can reach a million.
Kung sobrang dami niyang features.
Oh, so, lalo na, ano, yung iba, ang nagpapataas usually, another thing are reports eh.
Mm.
Like, kunyari, gusto mo specific na, normally, ano yan, what, fast-moving SKUs, slow-moving SKUs, pero ko bigla mong sabihin na, ano yung, what are the fast-moving variants of a t-shirt on holiday season every second week. Yung mga ganong sobrang specific na reports. Walang ganong klaseng report, ha? But you get what I mean? It's very specific. It's very customized. It's heavily customized that it really impacts the effort, the development, the time of the provider.
Yeah. And I think yung mga dashboards din, di ba? Parang pag tinagdagan mo madaming dashboard, yung inventory, things na magpapataas talaga siya ng price. Diba?
Yep.
So, yeah, another magtanong naman ako ulit ako sa iyo. Accounting system.
Accounting. I think more of the same, 300 to 400. But I think as far as the higher range, baka mga ano lang, 500, 600. The reason why is accounting systems more or less follow the same tenets, rules. Follow the same rules, equations, di ba?
Yeah,
it's true. Really more of how you execute the user experience and of course the equations that you're gonna use and when are you gonna use it for, who's gonna access. So it's not like an inventory platform wherein it's ang dami kong pwedeng ilagay about the inventory na I can have one, let's say, 100 details of a single product. But accounting, yun na siya eh. It's more or less fit in the same old box, I guess, if that analogy fits. So mga 300 to 500 600, but I think yung iba can go low as a 150. I've seen products 150. 150 to 500 mga ganun siguro.
Too actually, for me. There's meron din like if you want something out of the box. Everything's like QuickBooks, di ba? So, checking out their ano ngayon, it's $5 a month. I think it's on sale, pero $16 a month. So, that's something, it's an accounting system na essentially templated kasi you follow what they build. Eh. Systems naman, so $15 is 750, 'di ba? Pesos. These things naman, they're built or designed to be a little bit more customizable. Especially if you're starting out, these things are really great for you kasi baba pa yung needs mo and demands mo for in terms of features. And then there's this practice with enterprise architecture na gagamit ka na lang ng existing frameworks, so existing tools na, without parang building custom stuff, kasi it helps you follow best practices din, diba? Kasi these software na available agad are na-invest na rin naman yung experience ng ibang business doon to create that kind of product.
Yep.
So pinakamababa for an accounting, 750 pesos.
And I think that also applies for the inventory, right? If or all kinds of software that we're gonna talk about. Marami naman na dyan sigurong ano, may off the shelf. So they are really cheaper. Like what you said, it may cost on an average of 1,000 pesos, $20. Mm. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Wala na rin sigurong point to say e-commerce kasi I think e-commerce website, pasok na siya doon, diba?
Yeah.
So, digital apps. It could be for like a totally new service or parang Grab na pang book lang.
Wow.
Mahirap to. Or I think pinaka wild.
I think ito yung pinakamalaking range eh. So, I think we've talked about websites eh, right? Or at least web apps. That's the more industry accepted term. So, we talked about e-commerce, inventory, accounting. These are apps that use the web, or at least web app siya, diba? So, na-open siya through the browser, going to a website, parang www.myaccountingapp.com or .ph. Tapos you log into your account. Then, gagamitin mo na yung program or yung app. So, those are web apps. Mobile apps are generally more expensive. They're generally more expensive kasi web apps are cheaper to use. You just built the website. Basically, I'm simplifying the process, but you build the website, then you deploy it or you host it. Mm. That's it. Mobile apps are a little bit different. Mm. Aside from the design, you have to have the proper certifications kasi you have to have the proper approvals from the different stores like Play Store and App Store, Apple App Store. And they have different
App Store, diba?
They have different guidelines pa and different programming languages to an extent. Oh, iba-iba pa nga silang programming languages eh.
Yeah.
So, mobile apps are generally more expensive. To answer your question, Abel, I think mobile apps, if it's as simple as ano, if it's as simple as creating, let's say, a website, pero that is accessible through a mobile app, probably it's the same range about sa website, mga around 50,000. And this is custom, ah. Kasi wala namang out of the shelf na, well, I think meron naman mga app builder na off the shelf. But normally, apps, when you talk about mobile apps, most of them are customized talaga eh. Or they're really custom. I think you can go as low as 50,000. So that's everything.
Templated na, no?
Probably customized. From the very basic, it's like an informational website that you open via an app. Probably 50,000. But if you wanna go the Grab, usually startups, budget nila is about 1 million, 2 million for an app. But yung cost naman, it's spread in over 3 years. Hindi naman talaga siya isang bagsakan. Yeah. So, hindi naman talaga siya isang bagsakan. But if you're a startup or if you want to build a startup and you want to build a digital product or a platform to offer the people, so probably be prepared to have a 7-digit budget for that.
True. Actually, yung nakasulat dito sa notes ko, starting is 1 million. There are, yun nga, merong nagbebenta ng cheaper, pero definitely they are templated na essentially or built for others and then rinire-resell na lang sa'yo.
Yep.
I think if you're gonna create an app, medyo parang ang costly to, I would suggest mag-web app ka na lang or mag, if you need something na bibilhin mo lang na para ginawa para sa iba. Diba? Kasi it's more complicated nga as you mentioned with apps kasi usually startups na talaga siya. It's a different delivery model, I would say na rin. Kasi yun, para siyang, like imagine how Grab operates, how Uber operates, how Facebook operates their service slash product, diba? It's its own thing talaga. Hindi siya something like a website or a web app, yeah, na you'll use it lang na kung ano man yung meron na dati na template. Again.
Yeah. And most of the website and most of the web apps built, they're accessible and adjust to mobile browsers. Eh. So, wala naman
responsive na.
Wala namang problem doon. Diba? Yeah. But of course, if you're a big company, ano na yan, mobile app is the way to go. Parang ano eh, ang analogy ko dyan is, it's like Monopoly. You already have houses. That's the web app. Kung gagawin mo siyang hotel, that's the mobile app.
Well, true. Mm. At saka, mas maraming features and capabilities yung mobile app, definitely. There are, syempre, strategic ways naman. It's about strategy na rin, which we won't get into in this episode. Diba? Like choosing between going web app or going mobile app. So, depends na nga to your business and to your strategy. So, yun, I think okay na tayo. Meron ka pa bang gustong itanong?
Kay? Yes. Alad. Ano payments.
Ba? Payments.
Payments.
I would say 2% of the transaction. Or, wait, no, this is the customer cost pala, sorry.
Gusto mo na ano, if you want to offer payments to your customers, credit card.
Integration. I think it's more of a transactional cost. Eh.
That's one. Ito yung ano. The reason why I brought it up because ito, payments, I think, is one of, if not the most, may misconceptions. Eh, and I'll tell you why. Normally, yeah, when you think about payments, naisip lang natin transaction costs eh, na if we parang 2% sa credit card company, 3% sa Shopee, etc. But payments, especially if you're a business that wants to offer, let's say, if you wanna may website ka that sells shirts, tapos gusto mo you offer credit card payments, di ba? Ang hidden cost comes with do you have a bank account with a bank that accepts credit card payments? That's one. That's a different cost. Ang tawag doon, you need to have a merchant account.
Yeah.
Kasi doon papasok lahat ng credit card payments sa'yo. That's one. Usually may cost yan sa bank. Another one is, normally banks, not all banks, especially here in the Philippines, pili lang talaga yung banks na may payment gateway or payment partner. So to speak, I think it's more of a payment gateway is the more appropriate term. So, iba pa siya sa merchant account. So, the payment gateway is the technology that allows you or that yung technology that processes the payments. So, here in the Philippines, ito yung mga DragonPay, PayMongo, right? Yeah, AsiaPay, PesoPay, to name a few. Madami. Yeah. So, sila, they have a separate fee. Ito, ano to, we're not talking about custom built. These are already companies that you approach.
So it's more of a integration cost.
Mm-mm. Yep. Mm-mm. Integration cost, minsan. So parang yung ibang companies like DragonPay, they have a one-time, or some companies have a one-time payment. Tapos they just charge you per transaction. But the requirement is, do you already have a merchant account with any bank. Kasi payment processor lang sila eh. You still have that, you still need to have that merchant account from a bank. So ito yung mga feeling ko, the hidden costs of payment. So range depende. Some payment partners are very cheap, meaning 2% lang every transaction. Yung iba naman parang may fixed fee per month that you pay them on top of the subscription, on top of the percentage. There are some mahal, like hindi mo mahal, but it comes with good features, mga around more than 50,000, more than 30,000. There are some ganun yung babayaran mo a year or a month, more than 30,000, but they're just processing your payments, but it comes with more benefit. So yun na lang, pick your poison. So yun lang, just wanna put it out there na it's more, there's more to payments that meets the eye.
Yeah, actually, and these are platforms or tools that they've built already, no?
Yes. It's,
hindi mo na siya ipapabuo like a website or an app.
Yep. Integration na lang talaga.
Na lang talaga siya. Okay. Anything else? May nakalimutan ko pa ba? Ako, pretty good.
Yeah, I think that pretty much covers it. But kung isa-summarize ko lang, any para miscellaneous outside of any customized product, I think be prepared to shell out 6 digits.
Yeah.
I think that's a good rule of thumb. Mga around 150 to 200. You're probably not gonna spend all of it. Baka nga probably half, but be prepared to shell it out. Kasi another thing I want to point out is you don't have to shell it out all at once. So the price we're saying, these are more of the total cost. Kasi like startups, they're not gonna spend 3 million all at once in year one, diba? They spread the cost through all throughout 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. And for this, yung binabanggit namin ni Abel, it's similar. Na yung 1 million for a mobile app, that's probably, you can spread it across 2 years, but of course, yung features mo, spread across 2 years then. But that's a different conversation altogether. But total cost, that's what we're referring to.
Yeah, true. And then, another thing pala to add to that is, hindi naman siya necessarily to one entity mo ibabayad. So,
yep.
Yeah, ibabayad mo sa developer, sa designer, so web designer, sa graphic designer,
photographer,
sa copywriter. These are total na nga siya and ranges.
Yep.
Pwedeng there's more or less involvement. So like yung sa website kanina, 1.5 is for your domain and for your Shopify subscription or Wix subscription.
And most of them are DIY, di ba?
DIY. No, zero involvement of anyone else yun. Bahala ka dun. Pero if you want to pay cheap, you can pay that much. Pero sa'yo yung effort. So, yun yung, that's how it works, essentially.
Yep.
Okay, so Kev, super meaty episode though. And I think it's a really good start to the year. I hope we carry over this kind of energy towards the rest of the year. No, not just in the podcast, but in our professional lives. Diba? All right, so I think that sums up our episode for tonight.
Yeah.
For our audience, thank you for listening. Should you have any questions, don't be afraid to engage with us. So we have a Discord channel where we post yung link in the episode. So just join that and we'll accommodate you. And every Thursday around 9 p.m. onwards, we hang out in the Discord channel to just interact with you. If you want to talk, you have any questions, just jump in there. We'll be there.
Feel free to ask.
Yeah. Libre magtanong. Kwentuhan, kahit love life, okay lang.
Pagbibigay si Abel na ng professional answers for free sa Discord.
Ikaw din.
Mahal yan. Normally, mahal yan.
Okay.
Ilag-ilag eh.
No? Oh my. Alright. Sige, Kevin. Where can they find you?
They can find us on they can find us on our soon to be built Facebook page. So stay tuned about that. Stay tuned on that. But personally, they can find me on LinkedIn, Kevin John Lee. Look for the Chinese guy with an enterprise architect as the job title. Where can they find you, Abel?
You can find me on LinkedIn as Abel Ross Maningas, from 10 and 11 Design. And then I have a pink, it's my face with a pink background. I usually use that in all my social media. You can find me also on Instagram at Abel Maningas. So, yep. Thank you again for listening and hope you have a productive and successful 2021. Okay. Thanks, Kev.
Thanks, Abel. Bye. And thanks for our listeners. Bye-bye.
Hi, thanks.